Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live Better, the show where we explore what it takes to lead a healthier, more fulfilled life. Whether you're tuning in for the first time or you've been with us for a little while, I want to thank you for joining us. This show is all about sharing stories of resilience, triumph, and transformation to inspire you to take charge of your health, mindset, and goals. And a special shout out to Sports Byline Broadcast Network for making it possible for us to reach listeners around the world. Whether you're commuting from work, listening in on your electronic devices, or catching the broadcast on the airwaves, we're so glad you've tuned in today. Whether you are busy, you're making time for this show, I really appreciate it. Now, today's episode is one you won't want to miss and packs a punch. We're bringing on an incredible guest who truly embodies what the show is all about. Tony Mack is a retired professional boxer and a powerhouse in the world of sports. Over the years, he's racked up an impressive list of accomplishments, including 5 Dallas Golden Glove titles, 3 Texas State Amateur Championships, and of course, the title of Texas Super Middleweight Champion. But Tony's story doesn't stop at his accolades in the ring. After a series of injuries that forced him into retirement, Tony reinvented himself. He turned his passion and expertise into a mission to help others. Today, he's the founder of TMAC Elite Training, where he works with elite athletes, UFC fighters, NFL players, and more to help them reach their peak performance. His journey is one of grit, determination, and never giving up, no matter what life throws at you. Over the next 3 segments, we'll dig into Tony's incredible story. We'll explore his rise into the boxing world, challenges he faced along the way, and how he turned those challenges into opportunities to build something bigger. We'll also talk about his work as a coach, his thoughts on the future of boxing, and the lessons he learned that we can all apply in our own lives. So whether you're a sports fan, an athlete, or someone looking for inspiration to tackle your own challenges, you're in for a treat. Tony Mack will be joining me in just a few minutes. This is Live Better, where we share stories to help you grow, push past your limits, and most importantly, live better. Stay with us. You'll want to miss it. We'll be right back after this.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, I just teased our guest a little earlier, Tony Mack, boxer here in the DFW area. He owns his own coaching service, and man, he's good at it. I was back there in May, and those workouts, I consider myself more of a bodybuilder. And I walked away not being able to do anything for the rest of the day. So he's legit, and I'm excited to get some information out of him today and hear his story. I think it's truly inspirational. I know he's writing a book as well, so we'll talk about that. But Tony Mack, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm enjoying life, man. How about you?
I'm great. I'm excited to have you on. I know it's going to be a good one. And I'm excited to hear a little bit more about your story. We didn't get to really talk too much about it beforehand like I would have liked to. So some of this information is going to be new to me as well. But let's jump right into it. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you think the audience should know.
Man, I'm a retired professional boxer. You know, I started boxing late in life, like most people. I grew up in Dallas area, Pleasant Grove, and then you know, in Pleasant Grove, getting in trouble. You know, that was a little rough area in Dallas. Then moved to Plano, where it changed my life. You know, ended up becoming the first black senior class president at Plano West High School. Ended up becoming the first black homecoming king at Plano West High School. I went from Pleasant Grove, where we have to go through metal detectors to go to school, until moving to Plano, to where I had to have, we had off-campus lunch. We had freedom. And so those two environments changed my life. I get to shape my life to where I get to see what I don't want out of life and then what I wanted out of life. And so once I graduated from Plano West, man, I knew the possibilities was real. But I started boxing. Then I found boxing later in life. I say boxing found me. You know, boxing discovered me late in life. So I knew why starting boxing late. Most people start boxing in their teens, you know, but I started boxing at 20. But I knew it was something I wanted out of life. I knew it was something I could do. I knew it was something I was addicted to. And once I started boxing, I just fell in love with it. 3 years later, you know, of course, I had a couple of amateur fights and then won a couple of golden gloves after that. And then 3 years later, I just kept going to the gym, kept showing up. I was on the USA team 3 years later. Then after that, I made the World Series of Boxing team. And then after that, I turned pro. And then I fought in the Olympic trials. as an amateur, and then turned professional at 27 years old. As a professional, I was 13-1-1, 13 wins, one draw, one loss, and retired in boxing at the age of 30 years old due to detached retina. And then all the lessons I learned in boxing, I took it to business. All the disciplines I learned in boxing, I took it to business. Right now, I'm just focusing on business. I'm a full-time entrepreneur. So that's a little bit about me.
You mentioned how changing high schools really reshaped, who you were, I guess, if I understood that correctly. What about that experience really changed the direction?
Man, just say Pleasant Grove, man. All we did was fight. Like, Pleasant Grove made me tough. I was surrounded around pimps, hustlers, drug dealers. But that wasn't their fault. That was the environment they was raised around. And but don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. I was raised by a single father. My father raised me. But what kept me out of trouble was because of the love of my single father. You know, I want to give a shout-out to more black fathers out there, because they don't get a lot of respect, because most people, the stereotype is that black men is not around their family, not around it. They don't raise their kids, but that's not true, because I know so many black men take care of their family. And my father made sure that I was well taken care of. He took care of me by himself, even though he wasn't living the best lifestyle, but my father made sure that I never went without. So shout out to my father for raising a man. But of course, we lived in the Pleasant Grove area. And Pleasant Grove was it was a rough area. You know, it was predominantly black and Latinos, and man, it was rough. You know, every day I hated school because I knew I was going to get into a fight, man. So you know, I was around the wrong crowd. I was skipping classes. You know, smoking weed. We was doing criminal activity. Even though I was blessed enough to never get caught, but I was around it. I was always scared of my father, as I was never around it. But I just knew my life was going in the wrong direction. But the opportunity came for me to move with my aunt in Plano, and I took the opportunity right away, and I ended up going to a majority white school, a rich school. Plano West was very, very rich. I was right across the street from Manchin. And, man, I saw their lifestyle. I was like, you know what, this is what I want. You know, this is what I want to go towards, and this is the lifestyle I want. And, so that environment was amazing. You know, I could be my most authentic self. I didn't have to be hard. I didn't have to portray to be a gangster, you know, because that's what we did. I was in gangs and stuff like that, because that's what we did in Pleasant Grove. You know, we fought. We did things to try to just survive in Pleasant Grove.
We're here talking to Tony Mack, a professional fighter, now coach here in the DFW area. Can you take us back to the beginning of how you discovered boxing at 20 years old, and what really made you fall in love with it?
So I used to play football in high school. I used to play different sports, but I was not good at it. I was never an athlete. You know, growing up, I don't know if y'all are big football fans. You know, my first cousin is Antoine Randall. He played for Indiana University. He got drafted by Pittsburgh Steelers. He won a Super Bowl with Pittsburgh. Now he's the wide receiver coach for Detroit Lions, and they turned that program all the way around. So he's the trainer up like St. Brown and Jameson Williams, I believe his name. Those big receivers. And so my whole life I was around him and my family. My family was a lot of athletes. I had a lot of athletes in my family, but for some reason I wasn't good at football. I wasn't good at none of those sports. But when I was at Collin County Community College, I was working for my apartment, my school apartment complex. And, my job was to clean, pick up trash every morning, and to keep the apartments furnished in order to keep free rent. And so one day, this dude moved in. His name was Brandon Singleton. I had to help his apartment stay furnished. I had to move some furniture upstairs to his room. But then me and him was talking, and I realized he was, like, in crazy shape. I was like, yo, he had like, a tank top on. We call it, you know, wife beater. That's a nickname for it. He had one of those on. He was like, Jack, like, yo, what do you do? He was like, I box. I was like, okay, cool. And I never thought nothing of it until one day he saw me at the school fitness center working out. He was like, hey, man, if you want a real workout, come to the gym with me. And so I don't know what made me go with him. I have no idea. I don't remember. But I ended up going with them and went into a gym. It was PFC, Fighting Performance Center. Performance Fighting Center, I'm sorry. And it was a hardcore gym, man. You saw all the – you could see, like, everything you see in movies and Rocky and all the gym movies you see, the boxing gym movies, that was one of them. And I immediately fell in love with the environment, man. And I loved it. And I did one of the workouts, and the coach was like, hey, man, if you keep this up, you might be a good boxer. And I was like, really, you think I could be a boxer? He said, yeah. He said, you put the work in. And so I just swung up, and then that's what happened, man. Just a little bit of belief in me. It was something my friends weren't doing. It was something I was never around boxing. My family was never boxing. I just never been around boxing, but I was like, you know what? This is something I could do. This is something I want to do, something nobody else is doing. And I just fell in love with it, man.
What were some of the biggest challenges you faced during your amateur boxing career, and how did you overcome them? I mean, I know as a boxer, you have to go through a lot of grit, get punched in the face a lot of times to kind of learn the sport. I mean, that's not really a safe way of doing it. So what were some big things you had to overcome, and how did you get through them?
Man, there were so many things I had to overcome. It's hard to pick out one of them. But one thing is that I wasn't athletic. I was not an athletic person. So I had to learn on a job. And I started boxing late, and so my skills wasn't there. So I had to – the only thing that got me through boxing was my grit and my will and my determination to learn the sport. So I had to learn how to be an athlete, you know, in order to get to another level of boxing. I had to learn how to give up a lifestyle. Because, you know, I started boxing at 20, so I never had a disciplined lifestyle. I never trained to be an athlete. And so from being – eating whatever you want to eat and – doing whatever you want to do up until you're 20 years old to learn the discipline, how to eat correct and live an athletic lifestyle, that was one of the biggest challenges right there. And, you know, and then when I started cutting weight and stuff like that, learning how to cut weight, but then just discipline, just to show up to the gym every day when you just tired after you sparred rounds and rounds, just continuing to show up and just wanting to continue to just get better, man. It was the skills of boxing was very tough to learn, but just the discipline overall of boxing was beyond tough. And then getting punched in the mouth and wanting to show up the next day. I remember one day I sparred this dude, this professional fighter, when I first started boxing. Man, he hit me so hard in the temple, and I would never forget. I lost my memory for like 10 seconds. I was so scared. I thought it was over. But then it all came back, and I was like, man, do I want to do this? I was about to quit boxing. Punching so hard, but, you know, you know what? I said, you know what, man? I just showed back up to the gym. So it was just so much, man, that I had to overcome to get to where I was at during the time I was fighting.
That's definitely a scary experience, and it kind of follows the motto of, you know, get punched, get back up. But we're up against the break. We're talking to Tony Mack, professional boxer, now coach in the DFW area, and we'll be right back with more here in a bit.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Thank you for tuning back in to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking to Tony Mack, professional boxer, now trainer in the DFW area. We had a very first great segment. Moving on to the second segment, got a lot of great questions, a lot of things you want to take notes of. I have a few questions about mentality here in this one, so I want your best answers here, T-Mack. But you have so many accolades when it comes to boxing. You know, the USA National Boxing Team 2009, Olympic Trials Team 2012, Texas Super Middleweight Championship title 2014. I mean, so many of these accolades. How does that shape you as a person, and how do you apply that into your day-to-day life?
The discipline that boxing teaches you is you can't really explain, because boxing, life, boxing, and business, it all somehow correlates. It all somehow work together, because there's so many metaphors when it comes to boxing and life. So many metaphors when it comes to boxing and business. Boxing made my life so much better. Boxing made my business so much better. It's like, it helped me out in the long run. It helped me, man, just develop the mindset to never quit. The mindset to keep going, the mindset to continue to show up, the mindset to understand that failure is some of the best things that ever happened to you. Failure is most important. Like, it's really good, because most people try to avoid failure, but failure is how you definitely grow, how you get to that next level. And boxing is all about failure sometimes, because you're going to get beat up, you're going to get punched in the mouth, you're going to face people who are 10 times better than you, especially when you start boxing late. But the key to success is continuing to show up, continue to get better, continue to learn, continue to just get better in life. That's what boxing taught me.
You mentioned failure. How do you take advantage of failure when it comes to boxing and life? I mean, there's a lot of simulators when it comes to sports and just, you know, day-to-day life. But how do you take advantage of failure, and how do you not let it bring you down?
Because I understand that we are in a broken world, man. Nothing. The only time life is going to be perfect is when you go to heaven. Where life is, you know, once you die, that's the only time you're going to be. Life is going to be perfect is in heaven. So there's nothing perfect in this world, and so all we have to do is just continue to just mindset of. okay, it's not perfect right now. You're not going to win every time. You're not going to, it's not always going to be roses. It's not always going to be, it's not always going to go your way. So all you got to do is continue to just show up. So it doesn't rain. The sun don't shine every day. It rains every now and then. But then when the sun come back out, it's going to be a beautiful day. So you just got to have this type of mindset. Just know that everything's going to be okay. God has a plan. Without faith, without work, faith is dead. I can't think. My brain is going crazy right now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know the Bible verse. Faith without works is dead. I'm sorry. I can't think. But, you know, just faith, man. You got to continue to have faith and know that everything eventually is going to go your way if you continue to show up.
And that reminds me of a quote. I think Martin Luther King said it. It's, you don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. And you're talking about showing up a lot. What does showing up look like to you? Does that mean if you have 20% to give that day, does that mean giving 20% or 5%? Like, what is showing up in your eyes?
Man, giving it 100%, man. Giving it your best. Even if you do not feel like it, even when you're not feeling it at all, there's so many days that I just want to sleep in. There's so many days that I just want to stay home. But once you get it going, once you shake those little doubts in the morning, or once you feel like, oh my God, I can't do this tomorrow. Oh my God, I can't do it. All you gotta do is just let go of those negative thoughts. Let go of those that your subconscious telling you can't do it, and just show up and do what you're supposed to do. Eventually, it'll all fall in line. That's all you have to do, man. Like, it's going to be days when you're not feeling it. It's going to be days when you just like, I don't want to do it. But all you got to do is just continue to just show up, and everything will just continue to fall in line. Surround yourself with the right people, and just get around people that bring your energy up like crazy. And then you would just, and you know, your energy would pick up and stuff like that. So that would help me a lot, man.
And I know we were just kind of talking about maybe some of the attributes to the question I have, but what's the difference between making you good at something and making you great at something? I mean, I'm really into pickleball right now, so I've been playing for like 3 months straight. I'm good, but I'm not great. What takes you to that next level of getting great, getting over those curves of those little mistakes and getting to consistency? Because what I've noticed in sports personally is consistency in your skill and showing up. I think that's what makes you great. I don't know if you would agree with that or if you have any other things you'd like to add, but.
Oh, yeah, man. There's so many things I can add. But one, if you want to be great at something, man, get around people who's 10 times better than you. You have no choice but to get good at it. If you want to be good at pickleball, get around some pickleball champions. If you want to be good at boxing, surround yourself with boxing champions. Get around people that's going to challenge you. Get around people who's going to help you grow. And don't be afraid to learn. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to let people know that you don't know. The greatest thing about wisdom is knowing that you don't know everything, not being afraid to learn. And that's how you get better. Visual training. They got so many platforms you can look at something and you can learn just by watching somebody. Get around people that's going to inspire you. Get around people that's going to challenge you. Get around people that's going to push you to the next level. That's what helped me out. I got around the right people. And that's what helped me grow. That's what helped me get better. That's what helped me learn.
And this sounds like it's kind of tied to ego as well as like learning. A lot of people, think they don't need advice from this other person. They don't want to know what they're doing wrong. They want to figure it out themselves. There's a bunch of ego tied to it. If I were to add to that, I think ego is a big thing. And dropping it and knowing, like you said, you don't know everything. And there's a lot more you can learn, a lot more skills you can pick up. But a question I'm curious about is your career was tragically cut short by a retina injury. Can you share how you discovered that and what those moments kind of felt like when you discovered it and when you maybe got, I'd assume, diagnosed?
Man, yeah. So when I was in training camp, and then I was moving around a ring, and a little bitty white curtain was in my eye. And I told my manager at the time, my boxing manager at the time, there was something wrong with my eye. But I don't know what's wrong with it. It was like a little curtain in my eye. And then I went to go hang out with one of my good buddies, Robert Brandt. And he was a world champion in boxing as well, too. He's one of my sparring partners, one of my roommates. He was on US team with me. And oddly enough, you know, we was in the same weight class in the Olympic trials. He's the one that beat me in the Olympic trials. So I was like, you know, after when we turned pro, we became really good friends. And then we was in training camp together. We helped each other get to the next level. But I was over his house one day, and we were shooting pellet guns. And now my target was all the way up, like something wrong. But I can't see. And it was like, you just can't hit. You don't got no aim. But then this curtain in my eye just kept getting bigger and bigger. And I was like, Nate, something's wrong with my eye. Then he was like, man, go to the doctor. So I went to, I didn't have insurance at the time. Sucks for a boxer to not have insurance. You know, boxing is a poor man's sport until you get rich. But I didn't have insurance, so I ended up going to Walmart eye care center. And they looked at my eye, and it was like, yo, man, you got multiple breaks in your retina. It was like, you need to go have surgery right now, or you're going to lose your eye for good. And I immediately got scared, so they took me to the ambulance, and I'm going to Parkland Hospital, and I had surgery that day. And I just thought my career was over with, man. It was like, it was pretty rough. And then after I had surgery for the first time.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, T-Mac. We're up against a break right now. We'll come back to this and finish up. It's a very interesting story, and we'll be right back with Lidbetter right after this.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back to the final segment on Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking to T-Mac, Tony Mack, a professional boxer in the DFW area, giving us a lot of insights on what it's like to be a boxer, the mentality that comes with it. And T-Mac actually has a book coming out. I don't remember the date he specified, but T-Mac, tell us a little bit about that. I'm curious, and I can't wait to read it myself.
Yeah, so I just got done writing a book. We have the launch date is going to be in the March, but it's in the editing phase right now, man. It was a long journey, man. It was one of my biggest goals. I'm about to be 40 in April, so my goal was to write my first book before I turned 40, so I got it done. But the book is basically about me being raised by a single father, growing up in Pleasant Grove, having the opportunity to move to Plano, and all the challenges that led up until that moment, and me starting boxing late in life at 20, and all the disciplines I learned in boxing, and then translate to all the once I retired, and all the disciplines I learned in business, and I shared every little detail on what took me to those levels and the success I'm having now. It's basically it's a memoir, it's a leadership book, it's a business book. And it's about it's a perseverance book. It's a book on just overcoming challenges and not giving up, man. Just always figuring out a way to pivot in life. No pun intended. It's all about pivot. It's all about pivoting in life and what's next in life and how not to just accept defeat and don't let people put limitations on you. That's what the book is about.
I have a little bit of a personal question. If you want to answer it, but you said you grew up with one father in the home. For any single parent out there that has kids, what can they do to be a good role model for their kids and to kind of help shape them the way that you were shaped? And you're on a great career path. And I think a lot of parents would be proud that you were one of their kids. So how can a parent, raise their kid the way you got raised?
Be an example. Install the fear of God in your kid. Put your kids around the right people. Let them know that. Look them in the eyes and let them know. Look, when you talk to somebody, it's yes sir, no no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. Shake somebody's hand with a firm handshake and just be honest and just know that there's choices. Let you know that, look, I'm not going to hold your hand your whole life. You have a choice, a good choice and a wrong choice, the right from wrong. And just let them know that, hey, if you make these decisions, this is going to happen in life. So have them understand the power of choice. And I was blessed to understand that young. The power of choice. And so that's what these kids need to understand. These parents need to teach these kids these things. It's the power of choice.
So to go back to where we left off at the last of at the end of segment two, you were talking about getting diagnosed at the Walmart and then going to the doctor right after. Can you finish up on that story just a little bit?
Yeah, and so I had my first surgery after I went to have it. I had my first detached retina surgery, and so I thought my career was over, and so I continued to try to, like, I didn't box again, but every time I thought about getting back in boxing or making a comeback, my retina just kept detaching. So I ended up having 5 eye surgeries. And that was one of the worst surgeries ever because you have to look down to the ground for 2 weeks straight because you have a gas bubble or a oil bubble or a buckle holding your retina straight to it, stay attached, and it's like a 2-week a recovery. And so during that time, I was looking down for almost the whole year of 2015 and 2016. But that's when I discovered personal development, because I ended up doing a little Herbalife, because I wasn't making money because I wasn't training. So I ended up doing Herbalife to make a little money in between those surgeries. And so Herbalife was real big on personal development, and that's when I found out about Les Brown, Jim Rohn, and one of my favorites is Earl Nightingale. And so I just studied those guys, and that's what gave me the confidence to go out into business and just go for it. And to this day, man, personal development is the best thing that ever happened to me, man. I'm very self-motivated, but nothing like hearing from greats that can help motivate you. And so with those surgeries, that's what I thought, you know, that's what become who I am today, because my goal was to become a world champion. I was going to become a world champion or die trying, because I've done so much in boxing. I wanted to put a stamp on becoming a world champion, but God had other plans for me. He's like, it's not for you to be a world champion, it's for you to create many world champions. And that's in boxing, that's in life, that's in everyone that come around me at my gym. You don't have to be a boxer to be a world champion. So you could be world champion in every shape, anywhere in the world. You could be a stay-at-home mom. You could be just a normal working dad. You could become a world champion in your field. And that's my goal. That's what God brought me on this earth to do, is to serve through boxing. God put me, he had me start boxing late in life and let me finish early in life, you know, just so I can get all these accolades, so I can have something so I can serve through boxing. And I believe that's my purpose.
I love that. And that, I think that can resonate with a lot of people. And I like the quote of, you can be a champion in whatever field you're in. It doesn't have to be just boxing. So it seems like you started coaching, or as you said, you started coaching because of the calling for it. What's the vision behind founding Team Athlete Training, and where do you see it going in the future?
Man, I have my boxing promotion company. It's called Team Athlete Training Promotions. Team Athlete Promotions, we put on fights once a year. Every year we do a fight at Tower Club. It's a black tie event, one of the best events in Dallas. You got to come to this one. It's going to be in September and October. So I put on fights. I'm the head coach of TCL, this new professional boxing league called Team Combat League. And it's one of the best. It's like the NFL team, but it's for boxers. And it's going to take over boxing. So I got hired as the head coach and the general manager of the team. So that's pretty good. And for my business, man, my boxing gym is, I can see it going. My overall goal is to franchise it. My overall goal is to have multiple locations. My overall goal is just grow. But right now, I got a really good partnership with Hidden Gym, and we grow together, man. And my gym and my partnerships, and I have 9 coaches under me now. And so my goal is to become a leader. I want to grow my coaches, become better leaders, so we can go build this brand, this franchise, into the next level. And so I can see me having thousands of members and just having Team Athlete Training everywhere. But it's got to be the right time, right place. But everything's happened to God's timing.
And something you didn't mention is you've worked with high-profile athletes, some NFL players. What is it like training Amari Cooper and Micah Parsons?
For one, man, Amari Cooper is one of the coolest dudes you'll ever meet, one of the most giving dudes you ever meet. He's just beyond kind. He's just one of the nicest persons you'll ever meet in his life, man. And these guys, I see where they're at their level for a reason, because these guys put in work. These guys show up, and they bust their butt off every single day when they come to the gym with me. And obviously, I've been training them for the past 3 years. And Micah, man, he's just a freak, man. He's just a freak athlete. He just loves to work. And these guys, and it showed me I'm on to something, because these guys respect me on a whole another level. Like, high athletes like that, they brag on me. They share everything with me, man. They tell their other NFL friends I trained, like, say, for instance, Michael Parsons bought in Dan Quinn. I trained Dan Quinn. Now he's about to almost win a Super Bowl for a Super Bowl soon. I trained the whole Dallas Cowboys defensive line. I trained Elijah Moore, because those guys is an ambassador for me. And there's no, their work ethic is crazy. they bought into my vision. They love what I bring to them. I add value to them. And not only I'm their coach, you know, I mentor them too as well. You know, these guys are young guys with millions and millions of dollars, and they see what I'm doing, how I pivoted from being an athlete to a business owner, and they respect that. And they want to they want to be that as well too when they get done playing football. And so just pointing to high-level people like that is like some of the best things, one of the best things that happened to me. They let you know that I'm on to something really big. But it's really fun training them because they put in work.
That sounds very rewarding. Personally, from personal experience, what do you see these football athletes, what takeaways from boxing and what you provided them, how does it pay off on the field for them as well?
Their hand-eye coordination, their recovery, footwork, the conditioning overall, because, you know, football is in spurts, boxing is nonstop. So what I teach these guys, hey, look, so in football you could call timeout, you could sub somebody in, but in boxing it's only you. You can't call timeout, you can't sub nobody in. Once you're in that ring, it's you versus another man, and the only way to get out is if you quit or if you get knocked out or you get knocked down. You know, so and there's nothing, that's not what we're going to do. We don't quit. So I was like, look, so in these three-minute rounds, you're going to work. These three-minute rounds, you're about to give it your all. And they love that aspect of the boxing. And I don't let them quit. You know, I don't, when they come in, I don't treat them like a fan. I treat them as if they're my client. You know, I treat them as if they are human, like they're somebody I train off the streets. You know, and they respect that of me. You know, and I'm like, okay, I don't care who you are, we about to work. You came before a job, so that's what we do. And so that's why they continue to come back to me and continue to be a part of my life.
I love that. And what, for the people who are looking to get into boxing, you know, want to take the first steps into that niche of sport, what advice do you have for them?
It's not going to be easy. If you really want to take boxing, you can play football, you can play basketball, but you cannot play boxing. You have to take it serious. You got to live boxing. You have to breathe boxing. You have to dedicate everything. You have to sacrifice your social life. You got to sacrifice a lot in order to become a champion. You can go take fitness classes. I offer that. You don't have to become a boxer. If you want to get in shape like a fighter, if you want to get in shape like a boxer, you want to just learn the discipline of the boxing, you can do that. But if you really want to take it to the next level, you can't play it at all.
I love that. And from, like I said, personal experience, when I was in there, I definitely got the conditioning that I have not gotten since probably high school football. So you definitely have something going there, and I really love it. And your story is super inspirational. If you could leave somebody with one piece of advice, we got about 60 seconds here, what would you leave them with?
Just show up. Life is not going to be easy. The only way you're going to be successful is you surround yourself with the right people. You know, get around people that's going to push you, that's going to challenge you. Get around people that's going to help you grow and just continue to show up in whatever you want to do in life. So don't expect life to just hand you things. You got to go after it. You have to go after your dreams. You have to go after your goals. You have to go after it with a smile on your face. There's going to be so many down days. There's going to be so many sad days. But the ones who just continue to walk through hell with a smile on their face is going to be the ones that are going to be successful. So get yourself a board of counsels. You know, get yourself with people that's going to take your mindset to the next level. That's going to challenge you every second of the day. It's going to make you feel uncomfortable. You know, so you can't be an eagle if you're going to be surrounding yourself with turkeys. So, you know, get around eagles. Fly with eagles.
I like that a lot. Tony, your journey is a true inspiration, from being a champion in the ring to creating champions outside of it. Thank you for sharing your story and wisdom with us today, and I appreciate your time. I hope you have a great one, and I thank you for coming on.
Thank you, brother. That was fun, man. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. You too. That was Tony Mack, and I'll be right back after this on Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. What an incredible conversation today with Tony Mack. If there's one thing I hope you can take away from this episode, is that resilience and reinvention are the core of living better. Tony's journey from being a champion in the ring to becoming a mentor and coach for elite athletes is a testament to what's possible when you refuse to let obstacles define you. Now, I didn't give Tony enough time to shout out his Instagram, so I'm going to do it for him. I think he is truly an amazing boxing coach and someone you can learn from. So he has two Instagrams. One is Tony Mack, TonyMack underscore official. And then he has his business account, TMack Elite Training, TMack Elite Training. So shout out to Tony. I really appreciate him coming on today and sharing some of the knowledge and insights that he has. And hearing about his rise in boxing to his pivot after a career-ending injury and his passion for helping others achieve greatness through TMack Elite Training reminds us all that life is about growth. It's about taking the hits and learning from them and using them to build something even stronger. So to everyone tuning in, whether you're commuting home, listening in on your favorite device, or catching this on Sports Byline Broadcast Network, thank you. Your support is what keeps this show going, and I'm so glad you joined us. Before we go, let me leave you with this. No matter where you are in life, it's never too late to start living better. Whether it's pushing yourself a little harder, rethinking your goals, or showing up to yourself every day, small steps lead to big transformations, and Tony Mack is proof of that. If you want to listen to this episode again, SOA the app on App Store, Go download it. Until then, keep striving, keep growing, and keep living better. I'll see you next time at 4:12 Central Time, Thursday.